It's time now for Bucks Blue with host Dartley Borough Police Chief Joseph Kelly. Bucks Blue is a monthly spotlight show that focuses on highlighting community policing in your neighborhood. Here now is your host, Yardley Borough Police Chief Kelly.
First off, I'd like to welcome the listeners of Bucks Blue to another episode of the show being broadcast on WBCB 107.3 FM and 1490 AM. I am your guest host today, Chief Sean Perry from Pendel Borough Police Department. Today is January 21st, 2025, and my guest today is Officer Edward Butterworth from the Norristown Borough Police Department in Montgomery County. Ed, thank you for being gracious enough to join us today.
Chief, thank you very much.
So we'll jump right in. Can you start off and give the listeners a little bit about yourself and your career with the Norristown Borough Police Department?
Sure. I've been an officer for over 18 years. 16 of them have been with Norristown, these last ones here. Went through the Temple Police Academy in 2007. Got hired in Humeville, which is right next to
Right next door?
Yep. So I think I was there for like a year and a half, and also part-time. Extreme part-time. I think it was like 40 hours a month is what I filled in on, just to keep that MOPEC number going.
That's it.
Testing. I picked up a part-time gig up in Hellertown, up in Bethlehem, up in Northampton. And then at that time in 2009, Norristown Borough picked me up. I started there with them. I've been in patrol. I've been in special units, their community policing. And also now, currently, I'm their traffic safety officer.
Awesome, awesome. Any other special units you were involved in, or
I also collect evidence, video.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, everything that, because in the beginning it was everything canvas, and then video started coming into play, and then we found out that's an extreme vital part in our investigating here.
Sure, and that definitely helps a lot for the detective bureau to, you know, at least the patrol, or, you know, taking all those little jobs, and that makes it a little easier for them to streamline their cases.
It sure does.
So some of the listeners may not know that your son recently joined the Norristown Police Department. What has it been like to see him follow in your footsteps, and what advice did you offer to him as he began his career in law enforcement?
Yeah, so it's actually really great to see him because I'm first-generation officer throughout, and he became second. And I remember he wasn't sure what he wanted to do. He was masonry, he was landscaping. And when COVID hit, I always taught my kids, hey, find a career. No matter where the economy goes, something always going to be need. A pizza place, it's always going to be in business. A high-end restaurant, not so much in that sense. So he saw my wife, myself, my wife's an OR nurse, always had to be at work. We're there overtime. There was no shortage of being there. So he decided he wanted to be a police officer, but his one thing was he never wanted to get hit with a taser to be certified in that sense. I mean, like, who does, to be honest with you?
It's horrible.
But he most definitely overcame that, no big deal, because he saw everything. He applied several places, applied to Norristown, passed all the tests. He got hired, and they sent him to the same academy I went to, Temple, too.
Awesome.
Which was really neat to see that, for him going through that. Explain to him what the career is. It's not all about kicking doors down, arresting people. It's a lot of talking, a lot of listening, a lot of reporting, a lot of guiding. Opposite of what you see on TV today.
Yeah.
Because all they want to do is show you all the fancy stuff instead of the actual true hard stuff that goes in there when you're connecting with the community.
Absolutely. I think your brain is your most powerful weapon out there. I mean, just being able to communicate people, empathize with people, sympathize with people can really get you a long way in a situation where maybe, you know, if you went into it with an aggressive attitude, then it could, you know, lead into some type of use of force incident, where I think if you use your mind, you learn how to communicate people and kind of understand where they're coming from, you can get out of those situations a lot easier by de-escalating the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you had to put him in timeout or anything during the time he's been there?
No, actually, it's been the complete opposite. Once he graduated from the academy, I sat him down and I said, hey, this is what's going to be expected in Norristown. We're of an old school mindset, but still progressing into the new set of all these new generations coming in of asking who, what, why, instead of just actually being told to go out and do it and perform your job. So with that, I say, look, this is what's going to be expected. Show up early, leave late, stay quiet, listen, take it all in. Listen, find some officer in there that you see that's been there for years. Take a little bit what he's doing. Take a little bit what the other officer's doing and put it all together. Main thing is answer your calls, do your job, and don't push it off to anyone else. And he has performed that extremely well from what I'm seeing, and I get a lot of compliments from other coworkers.
Awesome.
On his year and a half there, they said he's like a veteran. He's been there for like 10, 15 years, awesome. The way his attitude is towards work.
Awesome, and it's good to hear that. I'm glad you're very proud of him there, and I'm sure he's going to be very successful there. And when you're finally ready for retirement, he can keep that legacy going.
That is true.
Awesome. So the reason I asked you to be here today is we share a common interest where we were both recently recipients of a prestigious life-saving award through Axon Enterprise, or formerly known as Taser International. I was recently awarded in 2023 the Jack Cover Award, and you were recently honored with the 2024 RISE Award for your heroic actions that saved two lives. Can you take a moment and share with the listeners the events that unfolded that day?
I sure can, but congratulations on your award, too.
Thank you.
Yes.
Congratulations to you as well.
Thank you. I remember when I first learned about this, that once they chose me in that sense, I was a little, didn't know where to go, and that's how I found you. Gave
Absolutely.
You a call, reached out, and said, hey, what am I looking forward to when it comes to Axon when we go down there? But with this here, it was Labor Day. It was on Monday. I think it was around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We have, our borough is like 3.8, 3.6 square. It's a little less with the water there. We border Plymouth. We border West Norton, Bridgeport, and East Norton. So we're right there at the county seat, Montgomery County. We have 8 people on. We have the town divided into 4 tabs in that sense. We have a north, west, north, south, and we have east and west. We have a riverfront, boating docks, no swimming, but they go swimming over there, and a lot of people picnic there. Officer Matt Walsh was on patrol, and just we do our directed patrols, drive around, make sure everything's okay. He decided to go down there and just hang out, see what's going on, because sometimes activity happens down there.
Sure.
And your presence, as you know, discourages a lot of that stuff.
Absolutely.
I was over on the east end of town, and we were just investigating a theft of a wallet that someone stole out of a car. And then we found out why we're doing that. They used a credit card over at the gas station on Main Street across from McDonald's. So as I was going over there to grab video to see if they can ID the guy and all that stuff, I hear Officer Walsh call over the radio that he has a priority and that there's a truck that just went into the water.
Wow.
And I was like, all right, we went to the water. And the first thing I'm thinking of is you never assume the worst. You're like, all right, so someone was backing their boat down, truck went in the water, one of these fails that you see on the boat ramp in that sense.
All the time, yep.
Yep. So I instantly divert it, and then he said that there was either a juvenile or a female in the back bed of that truck. So now that just changed everything. So I fly over there. As I'm getting over there, we have 2 boat ramps. We have one on the north end. We have one on the south end. Didn't see nothing on the north. It was all the way down on the south. I see his pickup truck. I think it was a Chevy step side out in the middle of the river. 50, 60, maybe 70 feet out there.
Wow.
She's in the back of the truck, panicking. Officer Walsh asked if she could swim. She said she couldn't swim. There was another individual that was in the water. From what I found, that was her dad that was swimming back out to the truck to see if he can take care of her. So, all right, so we have Officer Walsh trying to release a dragon boat that had a chain or a cable lock on it, see if we can get a boat to get in the water. Obviously, we notified rescue to get the boats out there and everything. So we're watching everything coming around. It's a controlled, chaotic scene at this point because she's still in the back of the truck. She's still floating. Everything's good. All of a sudden, the truck just goes on the water. She jumps out. At that time, she's panicking. Her dad's out there. We had to do something. I wasn't going to let her drown out there because we found out she couldn't swim when Officer Walsh was asking her. At that time, I shedded all my gear. My gun belt's in my truck. Dropped my Axon camera. Shedded my vest, everything. Left my boots on and just swam out to her. As I was grabbing her, I didn't even think anything about a drowning victim or a drowning person that's going to take you under. I just, let's go out there. Let's take her. As soon as that happened, she was holding on to her dad. She broke free from her dad and came over to me. At this time, I was like, if she puts me under, there's no way I'm going to be able to come back up.
Sure.
Because I'm exhausted and completely out of breath at that time. So I reached out, put my arm out there. She grabbed a hold of my arm. She started to pull me under the water. I dunked her and brought her back up and said, just kick and swim and breathe. And then we eventually got back to the shore. I didn't know how deep that river was because when I went out, I just ran until the ground dropped out from under me and I started swimming out there. But talking to other individuals and our lieutenant at the time, he was telling me he would scuba dive out there. And where we were could have been 10, 15 feet, could be 30 feet just past the truck in that sense. And the current was moving, but it wasn't like after it got done raining where it was going to push me out of the way.
Sure.
But you could see in the video that when I go straight out, I'm drifting south as I'm coming back to the shoreline. And then I just was completely out of breath, and I thought I was just going to go under. At that time, I stretched, and I was able just to be able to touch the ground, which gave me that extra strength to throw her towards the ground, and I brought her dad back.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
Did you find out after how deep it is in that?
So I think it was probably about 15 feet where okay. we were, because after that truck sunk, truck's 8 feet tall, maybe in that sense, that was completely under.
Wow.
And then when they had the boat out there to throw the tow hook under to bring it in.
Wow. Well, I think we need to take a break here, but I definitely want to come back to the story. So take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
All righty.
Insurance can be very confusing and costly. That's why it's very important to choose the right insurance agency. Nottingham Insurance in Yardley and Hamilton is a fourth-generation family-owned insurance agency with over 100 years of experience. They'll find the best policy for maximum protection at the best price. Homeowners, business, life, auto, even flood insurance. Peter Toft at Nottingham Insurance will make getting your policies, including flood insurance, an easy and affordable process. Nottingham Insurance in Yardley and Hamilton. Visit nottinghaminsurance.com or call Peter Toft directly at 215-493-1996, extension 214. That's 215-493-1996. Extension 214.
WBCV is now on your FM dial at 107.3, serving Bucks, Burlington, and Mercer counties since 1957. You can now listen to all your WBCV favorites crystal clear on 107.3 FM, a new age for WBCV on a new frequency, 107.3.
Capital Health's primary care network continues to grow, bringing its extensive option of locations to your neighborhood. Whether you're scheduling a wellness checkup or not feeling well, advanced medicine starts with a Capital Health primary care doctor at locations near you in Mercer, Bucks, and Burlington counties. To find a Capital Health primary care location that's convenient for you, visit capitalmedicalgroup.org. That's capitalmedicalgroup.org.
We now return to Bucks Blue. Once again, here are your hosts, Hartley Borough Police Chief Joseph Kelly.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Chief Perry from Pendle Police Department. I'm filling in today for Chief Kelly. He's unavailable today. Today with me is my special guest, Edward Butterworth, who's an officer with Norristown Borough Police Department. And we were just discussing a heroic incident that he was involved in, involving a truck that had crashed into a river, and he had jumped in to rescue them. So we're going to jump back into that. Any idea what the temperature was in the water that day?
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. Not like you're thinking it's 50 degrees. It had to be in the mid to high 80s in that sense.
Okay.
Because it's a lot warmer up here than it would be down if you're down the shore.
Sure.
And it's just from what I found out that it doesn't get that cold real quick.
Yeah, it would make it a lot better if it was, you know, the dead of the summer, but, you know, it gets cold in the wintertime.
Yes.
And any time, water in general is always cold, you know.
Yeah.
How was it trying to swim with all your, you know, gear on, and like your pants and your shirt and your boots and everything?
So the only thing I had on was my boots and my pants. Everything I stripped down, left on the shoreline, and the weirdest thing was actually dropping my uniform. And I felt like I disrespected him when it hit the ground with everything. It's just the weirdest thing. And that,
yeah, and you feel vulnerable without it, too.
I did. And plus, I had 8 other guys there with me. So it was like, all right, I'm here. I got these guys around me here in case anything happens. Because, right, no vest, no gun, no taser, none of that stuff. And you're here. Just in case you find someone that didn't like you when you locked them up back in that day. I'm sorry. I lost track.
Since the incident, have you had any contact with the two people you saved?
So I have not. I know we've reached out a couple days after it happened because we got contacted by a lot of the news stations here about wanting interviews and all that stuff and wanted to talk to them. But both of them are Hispanic. I don't know their legal status here in the United States, but completely ghosted. Okay. I mean, I can go into my system. I could find their name, their address, and all stuff, but I completely respect their privacies and all stuff and didn't even take care of it. I figure if they want to come back and they want to say something, I have no problem at all not taking any legal action on that stuff. But father to father, I completely understand.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you want the privacy, you know, you definitely got to respect that.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, the individual, my situation, I had the same thing. I had tried to reach out and just completely ghosted as well. And again, fine, no problem. I just wanted to kind of follow up and see how they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, back onto another subject here. In my experience, maintaining a healthy work-life balance is crucial in law enforcement career. What do you do other than work? And I know a lot of times as cops, we live at work and visit our houses occasionally. But what do you like to do in your free time to kind of keep that healthy work-life balance?
Gotcha. And that I've also extended this to we'll call him Junior, my son, in that sense of, hey, you have to disconnect yourself from work when you're not there. If not, it's just going to eat you up in that sense.
Yep.
And you'll go down paths that you don't want to, just drinking, and it's crazy. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff I like doing. I like building things. Carpentry. There's no way that I could be a general contractor there because there's no way I would make any money at it because I take forever to build something, being a perfectionist at it. Remodeling bathrooms, building my garage, putting roofs on. Detail carpentry work, wainscoting, countertops. But, yeah, I just completely like that. But the fact is I lose myself in that. I take that and deal with that issue right then and there. Don't care how long it takes me, as long as it gets done in that sense.
Yeah, and I like to do the same. I like to do stuff around my house as well. And I find that it's rewarding because it's a problem, another problem-solving, you know, situation. So this job is very problem solving in, you know, you show up to a complex situation and you got to prioritize what needs to get handled first. And you know, I think it, you know, kind of falls back on the same thing where you're so used to being a problem solver that you want to, create something beautiful out of something that is just a bunch of pieces and trying to put them back together.
Yeah, I agree.
Awesome. I have also found that, you know, building strong relationship with the community is key in breaking down barriers and gaining vital support from the community. You had mentioned earlier you were on the special task force for my brain is not working today.
Sorry. They called it COPE at that time, community-oriented police engagement.
Community-oriented police,
yep.
Yes, correct. We do a very similar model here in Pendel. We like to make sure we're at every community event. We like to make sure we're, you know, on a first-name basis, last-name basis with the community. We want them to know who our officers are because we want them to feel comfortable coming to us. So are there any specific actions in your role that you're taking to foster positive connections with the community members?
Oh, yes, positively. And same with all my coworkers. So NARSEN was very old school, go out and arrest, release. Chief Mark Talbot came in, who I think he's the chief of Hampton, Virginia right now.
Okay.
He actually changed our whole policing philosophy and what we do here to the 21st policing with our community-oriented engagement to getting other agencies involved through transparency, a lot of stuff to say, hey, it's not a us versus them. We're here to help you, and let's figure this out together. So with all the stuff that we engage with Coffee and the Cop, I think that came out of Dallas down there. We followed them. Also, we did Water Ice with a Cop just to get everyone in the community.
That's actually a great idea, yeah.
Yeah, our SROs are fantastic with the kids in both the schools. That relationship that those guys build right there stems out onto the street because a lot of times we have 14, 15-year-old kids that are actually committing adult crimes with guns and all that stuff. It's also nice to see the younger kids acknowledge you when you don't even know who they are, and they have the SRO who've played such a positive example to them and act as role models to when they come out here and say hi and all that stuff without being worried that you're going to arrest them or you're going to chase them because of their older siblings asking them to look out for whatever things that they're doing. But just getting to know people, talking to people, respecting them, a lot of times that goes so far for the fact of, I had a situation when I was driving up in my truck. The guy was either on K2 or whatever, but he was an absolute mess in the middle of DeKalb Street. So I pull up. He jumps on my hood, starts banging it, want to pull me out of my truck. I call for backup. So by the time it was safe enough for me to get out there and engage him, everyone's coming up. Everyone starts coming to their house in Norristown. What's going on? What's this? And usually that crowd goes against the officer. And this time it didn't. Everyone was telling this guy, hey, Officer Butter's a good guy. He's this. He does that. He's understandable. Just listen to what he's saying. It was actually so nice for everything that we've done that our citizens and our residents have seen that we're there to help them. We're not there to hurt them or to disrupt their life in that sense. And it was the first time that I felt extremely comfortable that that community came together for me that I could actually see, even though all the work that has been put in through our command staff and other officers there.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing when you have the support from the community, and I get that a lot in Pendel where they're like, hey, leave Perry alone.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good guy. We'll vouch for him. And it's like, man, I arrested you a couple times, and I've even gotten thank you letters mailed to me after you arrest somebody. Like, hey, thank you, you really saved my life.
Yep.
And it's something you would never think that would happen. You know, that somebody's going to thank you for arresting them. But you know, sometimes when they're at rock bottom and they get that intervention and they are able to, apply what they're learning, to try to move forward from a life of crime to an actual, upstanding citizen. It's nice to be able to get those thank you letters. Say, hey, some of the arresting we do actually is for the betterment of the person.
Yes.
So it is nice to get those positive things.
Yep.
So you, when you won your award through Taser Axon, you got a trip to Miami.
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, it was pretty cool. It really was. They put us up in the hotel. We had the awards banquet. They had, their whole seminar or whatever they have for showing all their products and everything. And
Accelerate or something like that.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it is amazing how far in advance Axon is with all the equipment they do. Now, don't get me wrong, they're pricey. But for what you're seeing and what they give you is fantastic. They have Draft One. You can type your stuff up, come right off your body cam. You can edit it in there. Your body cams. I think you have a 3, right?
So
we have a 3. The 4, which is really nice too, that you can actually have a supervisor talk through and watch what's going on while you're there in case they either miss something or can help diffuse if the officer and that person they're not jiving together in that sense. The tasers are incredible. The 7, I absolutely love the 10.
Yeah,
and when I was out there, I became an instructor through one of the course for the taser 10.
Awesome.
Just meeting everyone in that business, all the reps and everything, everyone nice, so proactive in their job right there, and getting to meet and go into all those after parties that they had. Meeting the owner, Rick.
Rick is awesome.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. He really is. He was so approachable.
Yep.
So talking. And he mentioned something with the Taser 10, which was just blown, where you have these probes, and he's coming out with a new one that's titanium. So it actually will go through clothing, through a puffy jacket, and has a shock absorber in it, and it would actually just stop and not go through the human body. So their whole thing, I think it's moonshot, about reducing fatalities within law enforcement and just bringing them back into compliance with other lethal, less than lethal actions in that sense.
Yeah, it's certainly one of the greatest tools to ever be developed in law enforcement, honestly.
Yep.
I've been a huge proponent of it ever since I started my career. I worked without one, and then when we were able to get them for our agency, they stopped us from having any major injuries to the perpetrator as well as the officer. I see them as invaluable, but Taser also or Axon, I guess, has their drone program is awesome as well, with how incredible the features on them are, and they're actually agencies throughout the country that are using them as a drone as a first responder. So the 911 call comes out, They're at the station. They put a drone up in the air. They send it to the scene, and now there's an overhead view of what's going on while the officers are responding there, and they're able to, you know, see in real time mm-hmm. what's going on, so they can kind of tailor their approach to how they actually respond to the call, which direction they come in from, which I think is just an amazing addition to law enforcement and how we, you know, handle situations. Because if you can see it before you get there, it makes it a lot easier to you know, think of a good way to kind of, you know, handle that situation. Whereas when you show up and there's a million things at once coming at you, now in real time you have to prioritize what you need to do first. And with that drone as a first responder, it makes it a lot easier. So, all right, let's take a break now. We'll come back in a couple minutes.
All righty.
The holidays for me represent another year to celebrate with my family.
I'm thankful for the Prostate Cancer Foundation, for my family, for my doctors.
This holiday season, put talking with your doctor about prostate screening at the top of your list. Want more info? The Prostate Cancer Foundation is a trusted resource and community. Go to pcf.org to learn more today. Remember, it's your life.
Capital Health's primary care network continues to grow, bringing its extensive option of locations to your neighborhood. Whether you're scheduling a wellness checkup or not feeling well, advanced medicine starts with a Capital Health primary care doctor at locations near you in Mercer, Bucks, and Burlington counties. To find a Capital Health primary care location that's convenient for you, visit capitalmedicalgroup.org. That's capitalmedicalgroup.org.
We now return to Bucks Blue. Once again, here are your hosts, Hardy Borough Police Chief Joseph Kelly.
Welcome back, everybody. Again, Chief Perry from Pendel Police filling in for Chief Kelly. I am your guest host for today. My guest is Officer Edward Butterworth from Norristown Police Department. So just to get back on, I know we were just talking about the drone as a first responder program that a lot of departments are using, and you said you had something you wanted to add on that?
Yeah, so what you're saying about, you're right, it's invaluable with these drones, and a lot of these departments, it's all new technology and they're not quite sure how to handle it. But another person that received the RISE Award too was three Chula Vista officers out of California, and how they got it, they used a drone to actually save this individual. So they have live 911, which I thought was the neatest thing. So as the officer was driving, person calls in, said they're in a car wreck, someone called, it's on fire. As the dispatcher's taking the information, the officer hears it in their earpiece. At that time, they start going towards the area. That officer stops, throws a drone up in the air, and now they have a live view of what's going on, and that goes to everyone's MDT in the car so they can see. So when they got there, the two officers, one officer, Donald, pulled them out, and the two other ones helped them. And if it wasn't for that live 911 and the drone to show everyone what was going on, what they were doing, that guy would have never made it. He would have been done.
Yeah, and it was only seconds between when they got him out of the car to when that car was fully involved. That was amazing. I did watch that video as well. It was amazing. I mean, even the records management system that Axon has is really good as well. Yep. They are pushing that for a lot of the larger departments. Our agency's too small to even take a chance at getting it, but it would be nice. It would be nice when they start to add the smaller departments. If we could integrate that with all the other Axon products we have.
And one thing with Chula Vista, if whoever's listening to this, whatever department, they said when I was out there listening to all the seminars and everything, they were the foundation of the drone program, and their actual lieutenant who retired from there now works for Axon in the drone stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they said they would be more than happy if anyone reached out to them to share everything from their policies to what they need to do, what type of drones to buy, because now we have restricted drones that if they have parts from China, they can't be here in the U.S. So they have different companies that you can go through and get it, that everything's compliant for the U.S. here.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Just a personal question, because I'm a big fan of him, but I saw on that Rob Riggle was the keynote speaker for the conference. How is he? Because he seems like he would be a lot of fun to hang out with.
So he is. And you have to pardon me, because I got to remember back there. So I think he was a lieutenant in, I think, Army
Corps?
Marine. Man, if I said that wrong, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I apologize as well.
And then he was so great to hang out with. Him talking, He's got ties back here to family in Valley Forge over here King of Prussia and everything. And it was just really neat because he's never been over here. And it was neat to actually interact and talk to him, explain how that is over there, where to come in, where to go, and all that stuff. It was a really neat guy.
Yeah, and he does a lot for the community and law enforcement still, You know, even as successful as he is in his Hollywood career. So.
Yeah, and that's the one I forget what movie it is, but with the taser scene, shoot him in the face and everything, they showed that up there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Obviously for jokes, but
yes,
yeah,
exactly.
That was one of the funniest parts of that movie. All right, awesome. I just want to kind of wrap up. Before we wrap up, is there anything new or exciting happening in Norristown Borough? Or within the police department that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Oh, yeah. We got a ton of stuff going on with technology and everything. We got fixed, belong to the Viper system for the fixed LPRs that we have in town.
That's an amazing technology.
It is incredible. Sitting there with Sean when he was installing everything. We also have, I don't even know the proper name, but we have neighborhood cameras that we have throughout the town. We have more that's coming in so we see what's going on. And we also have ShotSpotter. Are you familiar with that?
No. Please elaborate.
This thing is fantastic. So there's sensors all over the town. You pick and choose what you want to do, and it triangulates where it hears a gunshot. So it picks up all this stuff. We get shootings all the time in Norristown, everything. And prior to installing this here, we didn't even know how much we missed by shots going up because a lot of people don't want to call. They're scared. They don't want to this.
Sure.
It is nothing for us that I see that's happening within the last couple of days. We'd have 3 or 4 shot spotters, and it literally triangulates it down to the actual inch where it is. And when you look, It's within 7 to 10 inches, and there's the shell casings right there.
Wow.
We're now going to have the technology to actually have our neighborhood cameras, once it hears shot spotter, are going to automatically rotate into that area to pick up whatever views that you have going on.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It's great technology, and it also brings the safety aspect back to the citizens there in Norristown.
Sure.
The other thing is we're also hiring. We're having a test in May.
Yeah,
so if anyone's interested, I know we're definitely looking for
awesome.
A couple good officers.
That's awesome. Yeah, I know hiring is a biggest thing right now with police departments. We're so shorthanded.
Yeah.
I know the academies are even struggling to get people into the academy.
Yep.
But a lot of departments are going away from requiring an Act 120 and actually sending officers to the academy again, which I think is very, very good as well, because it helps to, encourage people who wouldn't otherwise have the financial means to take 6 months off from work and go to the police academy.
Yeah, that's exactly what we do. So either Act 120, yes or no. I mean, great, we prefer Act 120, just like no department. So train them, get on the street, and keep going. But yeah, obviously we'll take with or without, and we'll put you through the academy.
Awesome. Do you know the date of the test?
I know it's sometime in March. I know it's going to be on our website. I could look it up real quick if that's the case before.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take a look. I mean, yep. I know for us, I mean, we struggle with hiring and retention. Retention is the biggest one. You know, a lot of people in law enforcement are, very smart people, quick learners, good problem solvers, which makes them very good candidates for jobs outside of law enforcement. And, when there's a comparison in pay, a lot of times the private sector ends up paying more and guys leave for law enforcement who were great, great officers, and then they leave to be a great employee for someone else. So
that's exactly what happened to us. We had two leave. We have several that left to go to county detectives who were great officers, great detectives at that time. Sad to see them go, but it's nice to see them further their career.
Sure.
We had other officers leave that further their career by going just different police departments in that sense. I just found that testing date. So it's Saturday, March 8th. And I know it's on the Norristown Police Department's Facebook page.
Awesome.
They have everything right there with the requirements and everything.
Awesome. That's great. Yeah. Go to Norristown PD's Facebook page and their website and apply if you're interested in joining.
And we are civil service.
And you are civil service,
yes.
Which is even better.
Yep.
It gives you some more civil service protections, which is nice.
Exactly.
The process of doing civil service is a pain for the police department, but
yeah, it is
good and it has a good meaning behind
yes.
it. So
it takes a little bit.
Yes. That's the biggest thing we struggle with being a small borough. We're civil service as mm-hmm. well. So the time it takes from, the time you apply to the time we're able to get you in a uniform and on the street is takes a ton of time.
Yeah.
And then, you're forcing overtime or guys are working shifts or girls are working shifts that are, 16, 18-hour days. And
yeah.
It's like, ugh, you just
and that's the other
beats
thing.
Everybody up.
I don't know plus or minus, but we work 8-hour shifts. We're 4 days on, we're 2 days off, and we rotate three platoons. So we have a day and evening that rotates, and then we have a steady midnight that stays there.
Yeah, and a steady shift I find is better than having to rotate between. Like if you're rotating first and second shift, it's not that hard. Yeah. But midnight shift is always better to be a steady shift. I worked steady midnights for a little over 10 years, and it was I adjusted to it, but my whole what do they call that circadian clock is completely off. So
it's tough.
Every day at 3 a.m. I'm wide awake. So yep. Sometimes for 5 minutes, sometimes for an hour. But all right, we'll take a break here, and we'll come right back.
All right.
Insurance can be very confusing and costly. That's why it's very important to choose the right insurance agency. Nottingham Insurance in Yardley and Hamilton is a fourth-generation family-owned insurance agency with over 100 years of experience. They'll find the best policy for maximum protection at the best price. Homeowners, business, life, auto, even flood insurance. Peter Toft at Nottingham Insurance will make getting your policies, including flood insurance, an easy and affordable process. Nottingham Insurance in Yardley and Hamilton. Visit nottinghaminsurance.com or call Peter Toft directly at 215-493-1996, extension 214. That's 215-493-1996. Extension 214. Capital Health's primary care network continues to grow, bringing its extensive option of locations to your neighborhood. Whether you're scheduling a wellness checkup or not feeling well, advanced medicine starts with a Capital Health primary care doctor at locations near you in Mercer, Bucks, and Burlington counties. To find a Capital Health primary care location that's convenient for you, visit capitalmedicalgroup.org. That's capitalmedicalgroup.org.
We now return to Bucks Blue. Once again, here are your hosts, Hardy Borough Police Chief Joseph Kelly.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Chief Perry from Pendel Police filling in for Chief Kelly. My guest today was Officer Ed Butterworth from the Norristown Borough Police Department. We discussed a variety of topics today. One, he was recently awarded the RISE Award through Taser Axon, and we congratulated him on that. He told his awesome story of how he saved two individuals' lives. We went over also that Norristown PD is hiring, so anybody looking for a job in police work, go on the Norristown Borough Police Department's website and their Facebook page, and it has all the information on how to do it. Ed, I want to just thank you again for coming in today. It was really nice to finally meet you in person. I know we talked on the phone a couple of times, but after hearing your story, I had to, sit you down and have you explain it to us. So I really appreciate you coming in and taking time out of your day to come here. And again, congratulations on your award, and it was definitely well-deserved. And thank you from the community for what you did for these two individuals.
Chief, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for having me here. This is a great this is awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you to the listeners. And again, this is the Bucks Blue. Airing here on WBCB 107.3 FM and 1490 AM. And thank you all. Have a great day.